This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Russia has attacked the Ukraine, and President Vladimir Putin of Russia threatens those who decide they're going to intervene and might be tempted to do so will be met with swift consequences, whatever that means. Key Ukrainian government websites were also hit, so some cyber attacks, there's shelling going on, especially missiles that are targeting the capital as this leaves my lips. We knew that this was close, and now it has happened. Our President Biden promises U.S. and allies are going to impose further consequences on Russia. He's going to deliver some remarks on Thursday about Russia's military action. And he moves ahead with some sanctions, especially Nord Stream 2 with the Germans. That's off the table. That was that big controversial gas line, that pipeline that was going from Russia to Germany, to Europe, and of course, oil there is absolutely going to go sky high. Oil has hit $100. The U.S. stock futures have slid after Putin moved on the Ukraine. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope you are safe, well, and warm wherever you hail from. And I say warm because there is a very dangerous ice storm that has developed over many areas in the U.S. I'm in one of those areas, and I saw through the miracle of the local news, lots of accidents that happen on major roadways where it seems like it's fine. There's a glaze just kind of on the road. You think you're okay, and suddenly you're in a pileup or you're in a truck and you jackknife. So this new storm is bringing substantial amounts of ice. I hate ice. That's the thing I hate more than anything. I don't care about soft snow. But ice accumulation totals associated with this storm are definitely a major threat to travel and infrastructure in a lot of areas across the central U.S. to the northeast. So the bullseye includes Texas and northeast Arkansas, and moving its way up through the Great Lakes region overnight on Thursday and into southern New England on Friday. And there they're going to get heavy snow and significant ice. So we're seeing it right cutting through the middle of the country from Dallas to Oklahoma City to St. Louis to Washington to New York. All of those areas can expect to get some of that significant wintry mix, which again is meaning is leaning and meaning that we're going to see more ice and temperatures that are well below average, you know, where it's 20 or 40 degrees below average. So 10 million people are currently under wind chill advisories and warnings, and that's over about 14 states total. And I know, I felt it. I felt that cold. Even with gloves on, it really felt like I had frostbite. And I know some of you are listening to this and you're saying, mwah, because you live in areas that are always cold this time of the year. And you know what it's like to deal with those temperatures. So be careful out there, because I can attest that this is nothing to mess around with. You think it's okay, and it just looks like a kind of like a little glaze. You know what I'm talking about. And that it's much worse than you thought. What's happening in the Ukraine is exactly what I thought. It's exactly what many people predicted and talked about, that Russia was going to attack the Ukraine for obvious reasons, wanting to grab that piece of land, and the position of where it is on the map for Russia couldn't be sweeter. I think that was Putin's deal. So he was very aggressively going after it, and it's not a shock at all. It's a different kind of world we live in. It's a different kind of war. It's a powerful nation that that's an autocracy and is looking to, I think, show its regional dominance by taking over a neighbor, and that would be the Ukraine. So surrounded, make a bunch of false flag stories, and then eventually invade it and say, what are you going to do? Say to the West, what are you going to do? And you think about this happening in other places, Iran, China, Venezuela. So, especially China and Taiwan, there's a great example of that. And this is something that we knew was definitely on the table. So this Russia takeover of the Ukraine, and I think it's going to be swift, contributes to more democracies falling, sadly. And because the people in that country absolutely wanted a democracy. That's why they elected pro-Western President Zelensky in 2019. He won almost 75% of the vote in the election's final round. And they do polls, just like we do in the U.S., and the polls showed that most Ukrainians wanted to live in a country that was more like the United States, that was more like Europe, not at all like Russia. But there was no power to the people in this case, and the Ukraine only has so much to fight back with. And speaking of fighting back with, we certainly contributed to the stockpile. The United States sent ammunition and sent pallets of what's been called lethal aid. So that includes ammunition for the frontline defenders of the Ukraine, a significant amount of it. And the lethal aid requires a presidential directive and a briefing to congressional leaders. So this whole thing is kind of vague, but lethal aid is military aid designed to kill people. Non-lethal aid is basically anything else. So communications equipment, medical supplies, all that kind of stuff. But lethal, that means deadly weapons. So that's there. There was a tweet from the U.S. Embassy back in January, the end of January, announcing the arrival of close to 200,000 pounds of lethal aid to the Ukraine as part of an additional $200 million in military aid approved by the president in late December. The embassy specified that it included ammunition for the Ukrainian troops on the front line. So this is how the United States is contributing. And then, of course, targeted sanctions is the other thing. We've already seen the freezing of assets of two state-owned banks. So what are these other sanctions and options that are on the table that I'm sure we're going to hear about on Thursday? And then NATO's role in all of this. The government of the Ukraine is not a NATO member, but they wanted to join NATO. And Russia sees NATO's expansion as a major threat. And they've demanded that the Ukraine be prevented from ever joining the alliance. That was one of the sticky things when there was supposedly some kind of a diplomatic resolution to this. That was one of the things that Putin insisted on. Because if you think of NATO, NATO was formed in 1949, and it was directly opposed to the Soviet Union. That's part of why it was formed. And the military alliance initially had just 12 members, but now there's 30 countries. And one of the countries that wanted to join was the Ukraine. So this was a knife in the heart of what Vladimir Putin wanted to see. You had thoughts on the Ukraine and so many other things. We're going to go there next, plus the truck convoy on the way from Southern California to Washington, D.C. What's that all about? Coming up next in the mailbag.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Talk about the mail.
All right, we dive headfirst right into the middle of this. And, this one is from Chuck, who says he's listening to us in the great state of Wisconsin. And he says, hey, Kate Delaney, I have actually two things, if you'll allow me. Juwan Howard, what happened between Michigan and Wisconsin in that basketball game in the Big Ten was ridiculous. And the fact that he has been suspended for the rest of the season, I think, is a smart thing because you can't tolerate that from coaches. There's so much hot-headedness that's going on in the world today. And we know sports, there's always that is no place, no way, no how in college basketball for the coaches. We know all about Bobby Knight, and we've seen other coaches explode, but shoving an assistant coach, you just cannot do that. And from my perspective, you know, same thing for the guys in Wisconsin. That's something you don't want to see from the Badgers or anybody else who gets on a college basketball floor. My other thought is, how about NBC and those ratings? Did the ratings come in, and ultimately what was the average there? I'm an avid listener. I am happy to hear you each and every night on 680 AM. All right, so you must be talking about WOGO. So I'm so glad that you listened to us there. You're maybe in Chippewa Falls. I'm not sure what specific city you're in. All right, so as to the Juwan Howard situation, I agree, that's ridiculous. You can't have that happening. Yes, we have examples of college basketball coaches. Oh, there's a lot of them. But here's the thing. That just wasn't right. That was at the end of the game. You know, they shouldn't have, that just shouldn't have happened. He shouldn't have allowed himself to do that. Take it in the locker room, just not on the floor. Leave that alone. NBC, the Peacock Network, really
tanked with the Olympics, down 42% from Pyeongchang in South Korea, so that would be the last Winter Games in 2018. I mean, there's lots of reasons that that could have happened. So on average, because I think that's what you're asking, what I understood from the ratings, the Nielsen ratings, 9.3 million viewers. And the games just didn't, I think the games just weren't exciting. Didn't capture anyone's imagination. I mean, mine, because I like some of the stories. But there were times when I watched where I was like, I can't even watch this. And also COVID-19, the restrictions, all that kind of stuff. You know, the announcers weren't even working there. They were in Connecticut. And you had, in the middle of it, the Super Bowl. And there just wasn't the pull. You just cannot pull it. I mean, it's good that they streamed it on all kinds of the rest of their services that they had. But it was, yeah. I mean, you look at what else was going on and in prime time and what would pull from that. And then I think the time difference, too, made a big difference, just a big difference. All right, let's go to this one. This is Axe. I love that name, Axe. I'm thinking that has to be a nickname. There's a character on television. His name is Axe. But anyway, in a show called Billions, Axe says, "Hey, Kate, you know that the convoy's underway. You've talked about it, the convoy in the U.S. and the fact that they're going from Cali all the way to Washington. Do you think they're going to really jam up the beltway and traffic?" I do, and that's going to be March 5th, and it's the protest over COVID restrictions, and it's a different kind of trucker protest than what happened in Canada, because they were clogging bridges, and especially in Ottawa, which it was like a takeover of 3 weeks. So it's a little bit different from that, but it's the same idea of, you know, you are telling us all these things that have now crushed us economically, and we don't want this anymore. So this is our show of being united, and we're taking it all the way to D.C. And certainly D.C. is aware that this is happening. The mayor is aware that this is happening. They're talking about the National Guard and what can they do. But they're not headed to the Capitol. They're headed to that Beltway area. But there's a lot of traffic that goes through there, so traffic will definitely be slowed up, or people will have to find different ways around that. There's no doubt that convoy is, you know, that's not, supposedly they're saying that's not really their aim, but it is their aim to, that's how you get attention, right? So you got 700 National Guard members that are prepared to take posts with this convoy coming to town, and we'll see. It's going to be a battle of D.C. against the rigs, I suppose. And, you know, you got people from other states, truckers from other states that will join in from Pennsylvania or Connecticut or wherever. So I'll be curious how big this gets. It's supposedly like 1,000 truckers are headed to that March 5th arrival on the Beltway. And the organizers said, look, to all truck drivers around the world, it's your time to stand up. It's your time to usher in a renaissance time of freedom, and, you know, that we're not bowing down and we're tired of all of this. So that's what it's all about, is to say, you know, we're tired of dealing with this. So you're going to have, I guess, the National Guard that's going to take up positions at intersections on Saturday, maybe to stop them. Now, just so you know, these troops aren't going to be armed, and they're not going to conduct domestic surveillance activities. But the idea is to dissuade them, right? And it's approved to go on and on for days if it continues through March 8th, because they're supposed to be in place March 5th, the truckers. So this will be one to watch, definitely. And I think they'll be heard, because they're doing something where they're going to get coverage and people are going to pay attention to that, especially after what went on in Canada. All right, I got this one from Buck, who says, "God save the Queen, Kate. My family's in the UK. They always talk about the royals. I don't know why. It's not as fascinating to me. But it is pretty scary when you hear about Queen Elizabeth at her age testing positive for COVID. How is she doing? Because, you know, they don't really say much about her. I haven't heard many reports about it. Well, when I called the Queen's butler this morning, the word is that E2 had virtual weekly meetings with the Prime Minister. I mean, she's had her weekly meeting even after this diagnosis. And so this is Boris Johnson. That happened on Wednesday, according to Buckingham Palace. And she canceled other virtual engagements, but is still doing things. And supposedly, she is, the 95-year-old monarch is doing fine, meaning, you know, that it's mild. So, but her advanced age, health issues last year, that could make you feel a little shaky about that, I would think. But the palace, anyway, is saying that she's weathering it well. So take that for what you will. That's the official release there. All right, let's move on to yet something else. This one is from Doug, who says, Kate, of course I'm watching what's going on with Vladimir Putin, and the idea of cybersecurity is so important now because we know that certainly with Russian hackers, this would be a time to start messing around with people that try to intervene in his power play with the Ukraine. I would expect that. I feel sorry for the people who are the innocents in the middle of the mix who are just living their daily lives, and some of them will die, and some of them will be maimed, and some of them will now have to probably come under a different regime if, I suppose, Putin gets his way, and that's rather sad. It should make everybody who wants to argue and fight and stomp all over the U.S. realize just how damn lucky we are that we live in this country, even if we're furious at the way our neighbors vote or the polarization that's happening in many, many of our communities. We are so, so lucky. All right, I'll second that. Every day I wake up and I thank God that I live in the United States of America. And that isn't a knock on other countries, because I've been to many, many other countries. I've talked about it before on the show, being shot at in Mexico. I tell the story in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, where I was just like 21 and I was covering, I was sent, because I spoke Spanish, I was sent with a photographer to cover Mexican elections, and they were stuffing the ballot box, telling people how to vote, and they didn't like that we were shooting the action, so I saw what that was like. You can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. tweeting updates in real time. Senator Marco Rubio says Russia is engaging in a full-scale assault throughout Ukraine, including air assaults to occupy a large swath of territory. Rubio also speculated that Russian forces will seek to take the main airport so Russia can fly in forces to occupy the capital city. Rubio, the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations and Intelligence Communities, seemingly had information before reporters on the ground in Ukraine. Hundreds of truckers and their supporters set off from Southern California on Wednesday in a convoy headed across the U.S. towards Washington, D.C. The group is protesting COVID-19 restrictions inspired by the demonstrations in Canada. Organizers of the People's Convoy want to end mask mandates, vaccination requirements, and business shutdowns. This is USA Radio News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau removed emergency powers on Wednesday.
When we invoked it, it would be in place for up to 30 days, but we said that we would lift it as soon as possible. The situation is no longer an emergency. The federal government will be ending the use of the Emergencies Act.
Trudeau invoked those powers so police could end blockades occupied by people opposed to the country's excessive COVID-19 restrictions. It also allowed police to freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts and compel tow truck companies to haul away vehicles. The nation's largest flight attendants union is pushing the Biden administration to extend the federal mask mandate for air travel, which is set to expire on March 18th. Various airlines first required travelers to wear masks in 2020, but the Biden administration approved a federal mask mandate last February, which has been renewed twice. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's written a book called The Mystery of the Kingdom of Heaven. We had this great off-air conversation where we talked about her finishing up one of the parts of the books, going to Honduras, and just what led her to be on this path where she was going to write this book. Deborah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So why did you write the book?
Well, Kate, I was with a church that was very mission-minded, and our pastor had felt like he had a mandate to go into the world and to preach the gospel. So I had a great opportunity of traveling with him and going around to all parts of the world, Europe and Central and South America, Asia, India. So when I was just being part of a mission team, I realized that the people that were accepting Jesus didn't really understand who Jesus was and why he came to the earth. So as I was meditating on this, the Lord just said, you need to be able to teach and to write a book that people would understand, you know, what he had revealed to me, and that is to make Jesus more of a real person, to understand why he came. And so I sat down, and basically I became the scribe. The Lord just gave me the words, how to start putting it together. And so I just obeyed. And it took about 5 years, but it came together and the title, Mystery of the Kingdom of Heaven, was the title that he gave me.
So tell us more about the book. What will somebody find when they crack this book open?
When they crack the book open, they're going to find a scene that takes place in heaven between Lucifer and God, and how Lucifer turned into Satan, which, you know, Lucifer was the worship leader in heaven, and he had a very, very high position like that of Michael. And it was a scene that explained why Satan was kicked out of heaven, because he became very proud and felt like he could be God too. And God has no other gods before him, ahead of him, or above him. So he was kicked out. So that's the first scene. And then I take us into the Garden of Eden and how God created the most beautiful, perfect, peaceful place and put human beings in it. And then how they fell from his grace. And it was a dramatic scene because God was so disappointed that they were deceived so easily. And then Jesus has a conversation in heaven with his Father God, and how they decided after many, many years of Satan's torment and deception on the earth that it was time for Jesus to go down and become the Savior for a world that was looking for a Savior. So the whole book is how sin entered the world, and then who the Savior was, how he came in to be into as an infant, a child that was conceived by the Virgin Mary. And there are some deep truths that I put in here that people don't really consider. So I think there's no matter what age and how long you have been or have not been a Christian, you'll learn something. And it's only through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that I was able to put it all together.
So when you were putting it together, too, we talked about this. Tell us about the hardest part of the book to write, because this is a huge undertaking, and where you went to really kind of isolate yourself so you could just focus on it.
Yeah, it was pretty easy writing about, you know, Adam and Eve and then Jesus and his journey as a young boy, and then realizing that he was more than just a normal person. I called it the veil. It was a veil of understanding or enlightenment that that Jesus started feeling like he was commissioned and called, because he was totally human as well as being totally God. And so as a human being growing up from a child to and then to an adult, he had to go through this process. Then he went into the ministry and did what his Father told him to do. He said, I do nothing without hearing from the Father. And, you know, he basically became obedient to God the Father in all that he did through the miracles, signs, the wonders, the love that he shed to everyone. He loved everyone. And then, you know, that made people mad, angry. The Pharisees were upset because people were starting to talk more about Jesus than they were about going to the synagogue. So they got upset and created a plot that he would have to go. Scriptures say that it's better for one man to die to prevent, you know, a cause that would upset our system, our religious system. So they plotted and managed to get him crucified. Now, this was the hardest part. It was easy writing about Jesus's interactions with the people, but when it came to when the people turned their backs on him and he had to go through a trial that was totally construed with lies and deception. So, when I approached that part of the book, I hit a block. I hit a wall. It's like I have a hard time imagining in my mind what Jesus went through, and it took a while. And finally, I just thought, I got to get away from life. You know, all around me, people, expectations, I have duties. And so I just felt like I need to get away, isolate myself so I can focus totally on this one area, and that was his trial and crucifixion. So I have friends, ministry friends in Honduras, and that's where I flew to. We have little cabanas on the property, and so I just stayed in the cabana. I told my hostess, this is what I'm here to do, and I just I need time. And so as I was sitting in the cabana with my laptop and I'm typing, I am just bawling. I am feeling the pain. I am feeling all of, you know, the emotions, how he was betrayed and then turned, even his own personal disciples turned and didn't help him, you know, that no one could help him because it was already destined for him to do that. That's why he came to the earth, was to die, be that sacrificial lamb that took on all of our sins, all of our sickness and torments. So just realizing that that's what he did for us, that carries on 2,000 plus years beyond, was just overwhelming.
Wow, and it's all in the book, The Mystery of the Kingdom of Heaven. Deborah, yes. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, they have to understand that Jesus was a real person. He wasn't just a teacher. He wasn't just a prophet. He was truly the Son of God, and that he came specifically for a purpose. In Isaiah 9, it says that that the kingdom of heaven will rest upon his shoulders. And I didn't realize that he was actually bringing heaven back to the earth like God had designed it in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, God intended for humans to live forever. If you understand our body chemistry, our body replaces itself every 7 years. Every part of our body is replaced every 7 years and renewed. And to think that God really wanted us to have no sickness, no distress, it just feel joy and peace at all times. But Satan, the thrown out Lucifer from heaven, Satan, who became evil, is the one who has brought all of our turmoil, the sickness, all of our distress, disappointments, all of that seem to come from the root, and that's Satan. So the thing that Jesus brought with him were this key of power and authority. And this is what I really was trying to convey. And if you'll follow the thread, God put Adam and Eve on the earth and gave them authority over all of the animals, the trees, everything that was living. And Adam was even supposed to name all of the animals. Can you imagine every name of an animal that we have today? Adam gave it to them. So power and authority were given to Adam. When he disobeyed God, Adam and Eve did, by eating from that fruit on the tree, that God had to kick them out of the Garden of Eden. I was reading that in Genesis 3 this morning. And it was a very terrible turmoil time because God was disappointed. He was angry. He was frustrated. I would imagine all these emotions that he was going through, and so saddened because Adam had disobeyed and rebelled, and that became the sin, and they were sent out.
And that is part of, because we're running out of time, that is part of what you talk about in The Mystery of the Kingdom of Heaven, because we don't want to give it all away. You are very passionate. Deborah Bouchard, thank you so much for coming on.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me, Kate.
We'll be right back.
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, we take you to the mountains above Melbourne, Australia. Ooh, I'd love to be there right now. Ruth Parfit joins us. She's written a very important book. It's called Dad's Weird Frown, and wait till we tell you ultimately what the big surprise is, which I think is so important. It's something I talk about all the time on the show. Ruth, thanks for coming on.
I'm very excited to be invited. Thank you.
So let's talk about your world and why you wrote this book.
My world is dealing with mental health struggles within my family. I have a whole family of them. I have an ex-spouse, an ex-partner who I love very dearly, and two special needs children. And I went through almost 10 years of struggling to understand what was going on with my partner and learning how to explain those behaviors and those struggles with my children. And given that I am an artist and an author, I wanted to reach out to the people of the world who are struggling with exactly the same thing and to get it down on paper and to help struggling parents or spouses explain what is going on with a parent with their children.
Yeah, so given the talents you have with, you know, art, et cetera, and words and being an author and putting this in a book, What do you talk about in Dad's weird frown. Give us an example.
Sorry, I lost you there. What was your question?
What do you talk about in Dad's weird frown? Like, give us an example of what somebody, what a child or an adult or whoever would process in reading that. Give me a little piece of the book, what you talk about.
I talk about the, first of all, the behaviors that the child may be viewing. I give examples of what they could see. And I also encourage the reader who is reading it to them to grumpiness, their mum or their dad's sad.
And so, that's okay. So in the book, because we can edit that out. So in the book, I get it. You're talking about the grumpiness and the signs that kids see. Did that help your kids understand what was happening with their dad?
By the time I've made the book, they were of understanding of what was going on with their dad because we sort of grew up together talking about it. So by the time the book was written, the girls said that was very relatable. So they related to everything that I'd written in the book because we just lived it.
Right. And so much of it is about not understanding, right? It's the people who love the people who don't understand what's happening. And it's really, you're right. You said this at the top. It's tough to process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Particularly when the behaviors are so strange to a child. I mean, they're expecting or they need, you know, security and stability in their primary examples of their lives. And when they don't have that, that they struggle to build their own worlds, that they need that foundation of understanding what's going on so that they know that it's not them.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true. What did Dad say about the book?
I'm not sure. It's been a really struggle for us. His struggles has, I think, primarily made our marriage to collapse.
Right.
So he is no longer in our lives. He's alive, but he's no longer part of our family here up in the mountains. The primary issue that's very common with sufferers is they can't see what they're struggling with. They don't see the behaviors that they're displaying, and that makes it extremely hard to relate and to stay together as a unit. Makes it extremely hard, and it's extremely painful for the supporter because they can see it and they remember it, whereas the sufferer themselves, it's just like, you know, it's just another day. They don't remember what happened yesterday. They don't remember their grumpiness, or they just feel that it's all part of their personality, that it's normal. And that's one of the big struggles for supporters and for supporters to connect with their children.
Yeah. Wow. So well said. What do you hope people take away from Dad's Weird Frown, which you can get on Amazon or wherever great books are sold? What do you hope they take away?
An understanding of the actual sufferer themselves and an understanding of how to communicate what they're feeling and the behaviors to the children. I also would love that adults can also buy the book to open up candid conversation with such an icky, sticky topic. Particularly with the stigma that's still around across the world, even in my own family, to be able to use the book to talk about it and to start to unpack it all and to reconnect and to forgive the hurts from the past and so forth.
Yes, so beautifully said, absolutely. Will you write another book?
Well, as I have been writing my memoirs throughout the whole thing, it's up to about 267,000 words at the moment, and I have right in the throes of finishing that now. So that hopefully may come out later on this year.
I like that. Dad's Weird Frown, such an important book. You can get it on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Ruth Parfit, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me.
Just a handful of minutes left in the show, re-racking some of the top stories. We've been talking about the Ukraine and what's happening with Russia and their move, or Putin's move, on the Ukrainian people. The U.S. Secretary of State says Putin's goal is reconstructing the Russian Empire, which is what we've talked about when you look at how much land is there and the location of it. And I've given many, many reasons why you should care. We've talked about that in the last two shows, specifically 21 reasons why Americans need to pay attention to what's going on in the Ukraine. So that still is imminent. Blinken says, you know, again, that that he was supposed to meet with Lavrov, his counterpart in Russia. That did not happen. So the big story that is now part of what the reaction has been is that our president announced sanctions on Russia after its move against the Ukraine, which they tried to cover up or throw out a false flag. So there is no question that there is something there at this point. It's not anything that we didn't know before. But what our president is saying is that these actions are what he's calling a flagrant violation of international law. And remember, this was the reason our troops are part of NATO and have been sent closer to what's happening in Europe and a base there, so that they're very close to what could happen in the Ukraine. And this happened from the White House. The president announced those sanctions and said it's economic penalties specifically, and it's not just the U.S., of course, joining our European allies in response to Russia's deployment of troops into two pro-Russian separatist regions of the eastern part of the Ukraine. Biden called Russia's actions the beginning of a Russian invasion. So I've said that word a couple of times, of the Ukraine, and he says this is just the beginning of sanctions against Russia that would target two financial institutions, Russians' sovereign debt, and Russian elites and their family members. The Pentagon, by the way, also announced that it was sending more fighter jets, attack helicopters, and here we go again with troops, infantry, to Eastern Europe so that they would be right there. So this is certainly seems to be on the brink. And as I mentioned, when you have the Secretary of State, who was really working behind the scenes, canceling that meeting with Russia's foreign minister this week in Geneva, there's nothing happening that looks like there's going to be anything diplomatic that's going to happen here. Even the German chancellor said he would halt authorization of Nord Stream 2, which is that controversial natural gas pipeline between Germany and Russia, for the time being. Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau announced what he called a first round of economic sanctions against Russia. So now the chips are starting to fall in a lot of different directions. On that note, we'll, of course, keep you abreast on all of that and so much more. Remember, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening to the show.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.